The 6th Armored Infantry was divided up.
The 6th Infantry, it wasn't called armored in those days. There was no armored infantry in those days until the 6th Infantry became divided into two regiments. The 6th went to Fort Knox to be part of the 1st Armored Division. My battalion went to Fort Benning to be called the 41st Infantry to be part of the 2nd Armored Division. And then that's when the armored divisions were formed, which was about September of 1940.
So when you went to Fort Benning, Georgia, what was your job there? Tell us about that.
Well, first I was a private first class, of just part of a unit, and then because we're moving so fast, getting in a lot of recruits and that, and then the draft was in effect, we had to help form the 3rd Armored Division in Camp Shelby, Mississippi. As a private first class, though, I was sent to Fort Knox, Kentucky, to learn to ride motorcycles, to be a motorcycle scout. That was a dangerous thing that there ever was, and I didn't like it, but I was a volunteer, so I had to do what they told me. We had several accidents riding these motorcycles, but I went back to my outfit riding the motorcycle, not wanting to do it. But because we were expanding so fast, I was able to accept a corporal's position in a mortar squad, so I accepted that and did away with the motorcycle. From there, I went on to be the platoon sergeant of a weapons platoon. And then finally they reorganized that and made every platoon had a weapons platoon. So then I became a platoon sergeant of an armored infantry platoon.
General Major George S. Patton was in command of the 2nd Armored Division.
Yes, he was the brigade commander first. Well, the first time I ever met him, he was a full colonel. Then he became a brigadier general, then the major general. He was then the division commander.
And you had an encounter with General Patton.
Had several of them on the way. You know?
All right, let's talk about those.
One of the encounters I had with him is he used to surprise you in the camps on Saturday. He always had reviews on Saturday mornings. We had to march in parades and whatever he wanted. And then he would visit individual companies, and he visited my company on this one Saturday morning. We knew he was coming, so I told one of the guys that was from New York, and he did always as he pleased. I said, you stay out of this formation. You go and hide. Don't be in there. So when Patton come down the group, myself and the company commander and him were walking along the line of my platoon, and here was this guy. He snuck in the ranks anyway. And when Patton got to him, he said, Sergeant, bust this man, because he looked like a slob. And I said, sir, he's already a private. He says, make him a private and then bust him. Another time, I was having guys who were practicing digging foxholes, and we used to give them a 10-minute break every hour. And so during the break, I was down in the hole shoveling while the guys were on their break. And he happened to come up, but I knew I had it. He says, who's in charge here? And I says, I am, sir. He says, get out of that hole. And he says, if I ever catch you working while your men are sitting around, he says, you're busted. So I said, yes, sir. Another time, some of us carried him on our shoulder during the Louisiana maneuvers. They would call a bridge blowing out, and they'd put a white flag on the bridge. And they'd say, you can't cross this bridge, it's blowing out. So we went to the edge of the water, and we waded across, went on the other side. And we found a not too deep spot to do it. And then we heard this siren coming, and we knew it was him. We called him the Green Hornet in those days because the Green Hornet radio was on. And he had a green uniform, which he wanted us all to wear, but they wouldn't allow him to put us in green uniforms because it was new, the armored division. So we said, here he comes, the Green Hornet. And he had a double turreted light tank with these stars on it, and he comes sailing up this road, and we said, let's see what he does at the bridge. Well, he stopped at the bridge like he was supposed to, and he ordered his tank driver to cross. But he says, cross right now. And so he got stuck in the creek, the tank did. And so we're standing on the other bank, and we started laughing. And so he gives us a real curse and says, come out here and get me out of here. So we went out in the water, got him on our shoulders, three of us, and carried him to the other bank. While we did that, another lieutenant colonel named Patton, his cousin, turned out to who it was because he was our battalion commander at that time, Colonel Patton was. He comes sailing across that bridge, and he went right on across. And Patton screamed, get that SOB. So the umpires got him, brought him back to him, and he was cussing him out. You're out of this war. You're a casualty. Boy, he just gave it to him. While he was giving it to him, I looked at my guys and I said, let's get the hell out of here because we're next to get cussed out. So we left. So he talked about it later on when he reviewed the division. He talked about that deal, about him doing it to his cousin and so forth.
Where was that again?
During the Louisiana maneuvers in 1941. We had maneuvers in Louisiana, then we went to Tennessee for a maneuver, then we went back to Louisiana, and then we went to Carolina. So we had all those maneuvers before we went overseas in 42.
Training is what it was
Yeah,
called
training
that, right?
Maneuvers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.